carried Interstate 695 over the Patapsco River, major East Coast shipping hub. The U.S. Supreme Court this morning hearing a case that involves access to the widely used abortion drug mifepristone. On Wall Street, stocks are higher so far this morning. Right now, the Dow trading about 95 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 58. The S&P better by 15. More details at srnnews.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not quite done with the risk of showers and maybe a thunderstorm yet, but improvement later on this afternoon. It's still breezy today. Winds gusting as high as 30 to 35 miles per hour. High temperature up to about 71. We should be drying out, mostly cloudy tonight. I've got us at 53 for the overnight low. Nice day tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Then upper 60s on Thursday. And that's going to lead to a really nice Easter weekend, 72 on Good Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. One person is in life-threatening condition after a Saturday night shooting in Montgomery. Police responded to a local hospital around 9:30 p.m. Saturday in reference to two people being shot. It was later determined that the shooting happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. No further information has been released. The Alabama Supreme Court has authorized the execution of a man convicted in the 2004 slaying of a couple during a robbery. Jamie Mills was convicted of capital murder for the 2004 slaying of Floyd and Vera Hill in Marion County. Governor Kay Ivey will set the exact date of Mills' execution. The Porch Band of Creek Indians has been awarded a $787,000 grant from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. The recycling grant for tribes aims to deliver clean energy, affordable and sustainable housing, clean water, and other resources to disadvantaged communities. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Get away this spring with friends to have some fun and entertainment as you sail into the sunset on the Harriet 2 Getaway Cruise. Every Saturday evening this spring, the Harriet 2 sets sail up the river at 5 p.m. with live entertainment, tasty concessions, and bar specials. It's a magical time of the day with nature's beautiful scenery on the river and stunning sunset views. When the boat returns, the city's nightlife is waiting for you to explore. Book your getaway cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Starting off the third half, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm here, Scott Deason. Allison Sinclair is here as well. Lots of stuff out there. The new California law that raises the minimum wage to $20 an hour is about to take effect here in the next few days, it seems like. April the 1st.
Picturing $20
an hour.
More poop on the streets.
Well, employees across the state are beginning to get their pink slips. A number of restaurants, especially pizza parlors, are carrying out plans to cut hundreds of jobs before the April the 1st start date. That's according to the Wall Street Journal.
Nobody knows how money and economies work. Like, these people in government, they don't understand. Are they stupid?
Some people in government are stupid. Okay, they just do not understand. Our education system has woefully failed for years and years and years now. So we're into multiple generations of people who don't have any idea. Other people know what they're doing, and they're destroying things. But we've done so many things through all the years. We got off track decades ago, and we start these things that... Okay, I'll give you a great example. I was having a discussion with my wife about tipping, et cetera, and we were just talking about it. I mean, think about this. The whole idea that your server at the restaurant has a different minimum wage than everybody else. It's like, what? I don't know what it is today, $2 or $3 an hour, or something like that. Why did anybody decide that was ever a good idea? If you're gonna have a gonna have a minimum wage, shouldn't everybody who works there be paid the same?
But not every industry gets tips.
No, but isn't that the argument for more tips? Or did we pass a law that made business owners not have to pay as much?
That's what we did.
So the argument is, why did we ever start passing laws that said what they had to pay to start with?
We passed the fee, I guess, the expense onto the patrons.
Mm-hmm. Y'all need to pay them. Because wouldn't it have been just as easy to change what the food cost? Well, then you might get a good server, you might get a bad server, whatever. But every all sorts of other service industries don't have that special little carve-out. And my point is, decades ago, we started doing little carve-outs for this little segment of the economy and that little segment of the economy, and that leads to people expecting the government to manage and decide what is minimum wage, what's not minimum wage, et cetera, et cetera. And we do these things like set minimum wages after we allow things like allow millions of people to come into the country illegally. We do things that cause good, solid, hard workers not to be more and more valuable. Like in this day and age, if you have someone who will show up to work and is sober and not on dope and is responsible, that employee is worth a lot and will probably be paid more because you don't want that person to leave.
Right.
But we allow things like millions of, like I said, illegal aliens to stream into the country. That suppresses wages. We know it suppresses wages. You have this unlimited workforce. And then when wages are suppressed, some government person, some elected official comes along and goes, oh, I have no idea why these wages are suppressed. I don't understand why they're not having to pay people more. If you will vote for me, I will raise your minimum wage to $20. You're the same person who caused the wages to be suppressed to start with. But now you're the hero. So now you're beginning to see that it is government causing problems way over here with one hand. And then the same people that cause the problems will fix your problems on the other hand. So they will set a minimum wage and then they'll set a minimum wage. So it's an arms race. What happened to $15? $15 minimum wage was going to solve everyone's problems just a couple of years ago. Now they're at $20 in California. And I want people to be paid, and I want them to be paid well. But when everything is pushing against the workers, don't come along and tell me that you're saving them with a $20 minimum wage.
I want to see how you connect this, because something, real life, real time example of what's happening in the state of Alabama, not California, is this pharmacy prescription tax. Okay, this $10.64 tax. Mm-hmm. And we're calling it a tax because
and
the
apparently
consumer...
there was one of these passed years and years and years ago. Is that right?
I don't know.
I think the current law has some sort of processing fee thing on it now.
It's probably not $10.
No, it's like $1 and something.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and actually, just so you know, that bill passed out of committee. It is on the potential pick list. Mm-hmm. And my guess is, with as quickly as this is moving, that Speaker Ledbetter and the leadership will pick this bill to come to the House floor for a vote. Is that what we're seeing? Kind of the same thing? We're going to cause the problem, then we're going to make the consumer solve the problem and pay for the problem that we're causing? Because that is a huge, I mean, like I said, I have a prescription that I pick up that's $2.92.
Okay.
The tax is going to be $10.64.
Yeah.
Five times what I'm actually paying. How is that right? Is it me?
How is it that the state of Alabama, our legislators, believe the right thing to do is to put a fee, a tax, on every prescription, and then that money just stays with the pharmacy? The state is setting the price of the good. I mean, why do we not have a Snicker bar tax? And every Snicker bar you buy, there's a $10 fee on it, and then the pharmacist gets to keep the $10 Snicker bar fee.
Didn't they do that with Big Gulps in New York? Didn't they tax Big Gulps at 7-Eleven?
I thought they just got rid of Big Gulps.
Maybe they got rid of them. But it's the same idea of... It's almost the minimum wage thing in reverse, but it's still the government playing puppet master.
Why don't the pharmacies just charge it themselves?
Because they'd go out of business.
Why don't they just charge a little bit more for the prescription?
Yeah, well, because they want to be able to blame it on someone else. Well, we have to. It's the law.
The government did it.
The government did it.
We didn't do it. And here's the other thing. It ensures that there's somebody... That there's not anyone out there who says, you know what? I'll do it for five.
Yeah, free market capitalism and competition is...
You can't have that.
It's
if
not
the
good.
State says it's a $10 fee, everybody must do a $10 fee. Even the person down the road who says, hey, look, I can do it cheaper. Now, some of the argument will be, well, oh, the big box stores are undercutting, undermining, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, well, fine. The same legislators or legislatures that incentivize some of these big stores and helped them in every way possible to get everywhere, every place they possibly could. Yeah. And there were people saying, hey, you're going to hurt all the little guys. You're going to hurt your neighbors. And what did past legislatures say? We don't care. Free market, free market, free market.
Yeah.
Until it does what everyone thought it would do. The centralization of commerce and economics is just as, I mean, is a terrible thing. It damages freedom. So, again, we're trying to fix problems that we started. And are we going to go back and try to fix the problem that we started before? Probably not. So we'll just keep coming up with these little Band-Aid efforts, and you and I will continue to pay more and more and more, because every time they try to fix it, it costs me and you more, and other people do well.
Yep. It's circular
logic.
What
does the person do who has 5, 6, 7, 8 prescriptions?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what they do. The legislature will come back and fix that and say, if you're over 65, you don't pay. Something like that. I don't know. I don't know what the bill does, but there will be something like that. Or you'll get some sort of special card. Or if you're on, you know, whatever government subsidy, then you don't pay the $10.
Now you got it.
So regular people just keep paying and paying and paying.
Dadgummit.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to that clip. Dadgummit.
It's, I don't know. Patricia Morgan tweeted out about what's going on in California. The unintended consequence of minimum wage laws is that it hurts minimum wage workers by eliminating the very jobs they need. It cuts the hours of those already working, and consumers end up paying more for the same products. It is a destructive policy that hurts more than it helps.
Thank you.
And then California is the perfect example. They're the ones that gave an exemption to Panera Bread, or Panera, whatever they call it. Now, Panera has said, oh, no, we'll do the $20 like everybody else. But they still got an exception. People should look at that and say, oh, that's how government works. That's how crony capitalism works.
Yeah.
Which still means the law is there, and Panera can go have a parade, and they can tell everybody, and they can do press releases. We're going to pay it, we're going to pay it, we're going to pay it, we're going to pay it. And 2 years from now, when no one's looking, they can say, eh, you know, we're kind of squeezed for dollars. Let's not do that.
Let's go back to that exemption.
Let's go use that exemption. I mean, it is the law.
See?
Who's against?
We follow the law.
Who's against the law? You're following the law. Let's go to Scott. He's calling. First call on this topic. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy.
I wanted to speak up to... Excuse me, let me get off my Bluetooth.
Yeah. Here.
Okay.
Okay, how's this?
That's better.
There you go.
My understanding, I mean, as far as I've heard it, is that this prescription deal is not a tax per se on, say, you. If you had three prescriptions you're going to go get, it's not going to be an extra $30 out of your pocket. But it's out of the middleman's pocket who sets the prices from the insurance company to the pharmacist. I think they're called PBMs, PMBs, like a price management deal. But it's not actually coming out of your pocket. So if you went today to whoever's drugstore to get your $3 prescription, this is going to cost you $3. It's not going to be a $13 because... I was upset when I first heard this. I was like, man, how does my mom, who's on a fixed income, you know, afford all her medication with an extra $10 per? And I heard an actual pharmacist who had been through the lobbyist and all this, that, the other, and he explained it as is not coming out of your pocket as a consumer, but it's a middleman thing. So the middleman always gets his cut. And supposedly they make billions of dollars a year. So this is actually coming out of their billions and not the consumer or end consumer. And I hope I'm right with that.
You know, go ahead, Scott. You're reading.
I was just going to say that here's the problem. PBMs are pharmacy benefit managers, and they are, you know, like a third-party group that works for the health insurance company. Right. And so they help manage the pharmaceuticals. You and I still have, they have to make money. So even if they hide it behind the pharmacy benefit manager, somebody's going to make up that cost. And they're not going to just give up their profits just because. I think it's very similar to when they put a tax on something before it comes to you. You know what I'm saying?
But then you pay.
Yeah, between the wholesaler and the retailer, they put a tax in there. Well, you're going to pay it when the retailer sells it to you. You just don't know you paid it.
Right.
So I would argue that they're hiding it in there. Now, will it be $10 for each one of us? We won't see it, but somewhere those $10 are going to be made up. Scott, you're welcome to hold over, brother. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
If I sprain a leaf, she mends me. I don't have to speak, but she defends me. A drunker stream.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Walking to Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Into the program, everybody. I wish Scott was still on, but I think we kind of made the point. So here is the News 19 article by Daryl Burke about the Alabama prescription drug bill. The House of Representatives approved a bill creating a dispensing fee to the cost of prescription drugs. The bill's heading to the House for a vote. This is a few days back. Maybe it's already passed. It was on March 8th. Supporters of the bill, also known as the Fair Meds Act, said the prescription tax will help local pharmacies cover operating costs, but it's unclear as to whether the fee will make its way to consumers at the checkout counter. Opponents of the pharmacy reimbursement bill have argued the fee would be placed on consumers and businesses and the businesses that provide health care coverage to employees. Somebody has to pay the $10 fee. My argument is, as it always is that the people who are paying their own way, the people I call the working people of Alabama, who are trying to make it, trying to do the right things, paying for insurance for themselves, providing insurance to their employees, the regular folks will pay it. The Alliance of Alabama Healthcare Consumers says the prescription fee, if signed into law, would add $1,100 in extra costs per family each year. Now, are you going to know where that is? Are you going to know how it happens? I don't know how you get to $1,100, but maybe that's because it'll be $1,100 on the people who are trying to pay their own way, not the people that are getting their health coverage for free, not the people that are getting health coverage reduced. And then the Alabama Pharmacy Association supports the bill, saying it's not a tax on the consumer and will require pharmacy benefit managers to pay community pharmacies the cost of dispensing. The APA, the Alabama Pharmacy Association, says HB 238 does not mandate any increased cost to payment, pay fair reimbursement to the pharmacy. This proposed money, this is about, what is that? Oh, okay, never mind, hold on. There was a black bar on the internet. This legislation does not mandate any increased cost to payments / consumers. The legislation puts it on the PBM to pay fair reimbursement to the pharmacy. This proposed legislation is not about pharmacies making more money. This is about access to pharmacy care for every Alabamian. So I want people to note a couple of things. At the start of the article, it says it's supposed to help rural pharmacies. It helps
and their operational costs.
It helps rural pharmacies by helping them make more money. And then it comes down here and says it's not about making more money. It's about access to pharmacy care from every Alabamian. And again, you know, if that was the case, I would love to see them take it up and then redistribute that $10 to the pharmacies that need it more than others.
Who sponsored the bill, Scott?
The bill is sponsored by... what's the guy's name?
Philip Rigsby.
Who is a pharmacist.
I understand he owns an independent pharmacy in Huntsville.
He does.
Conflict of interest much?
It's not for him. It's the struggling guys in the rural areas.
Why do you hate the struggling guys in the rural areas, Scott?
Why don't you distribute it to the struggling guys in the rural areas? But I want people to
a little something funny in all this, though. Mm-hmm. The guy owns a pharmacy, and he wants a $10.60.
Hey, let me ask a question.
Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
If Sky needs to get his souped-up sports car worked on, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And he takes his sports car in, what is it, S2000 or S2000?
S2000.
S2000 Honda.
Yeah.
And he's going to take it to the Honda dealership, okay? Mm. And look, there are some struggling dealerships out there. Some rural dealerships struggling. I mean, we could lose some Honda dealerships, especially the service centers. And I think we need a fee, not a tax, but really a fee on the, and look, it's not going to be paid for by Sky.
Right.
It's going to be paid for by the company that sells the replacement parts. Because sometimes these big car dealerships, they have these middlemen. They're parts benefit managers. We'll call them PBMs. And the parts benefit managers are distributing these parts out to the dealerships. And we're probably going to put a fee on the water pumps, $10 fee on water pumps and other parts. But here's the thing. Sky's not going to have to pay the fee.
Never.
We are absolutely going to charge this fee to the parts benefit managers. Sky, you don't even have to worry about it. You will net... No, it won't even be there.
I'm not a business expert, but I see a flaw in this whole theory. I'm suspicious.
I have a feeling, even though the news over here, News 19, is not sure that the $10 fee on the water pump is going to make its way to the consumers, but I'm pretty sure that that water pump that used to be, what's a water pump cost now? $300?
$400.
I'm pretty sure that $400 water pump is now $410.
You think?
Am I right or am I wrong? Somebody tell me I'm wrong.
Historical evidence supports your theory, Scott.
Yes.
I don't know why you're being so cynical, though, because big corporations, they like to give back to the community give up profits.
It's a social credit score thing.
And they care deeply about the rural Honda dealerships and the people that they service.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why you're claiming these things, because you see it all the time. Hey, yeah, take that $1 million hit. Take it out of my profit margin.
Yeah, take it out of my bottom line.
I'm so happy to do that.
Especially when it's one of those that everybody's going to have to pay and there's no competition. So the PBM that provides the Honda parts doesn't have to worry about the PBM that provides the Toyota parts being a little cheaper. So they're all like, you passing this along? Heck yeah, I'm passing it along. Absolutely, I'm passing it along. Everybody's passing it along. And the state puts the law in place so it makes it easy for everybody to pass it along. But here's the other catch. Somehow we have been so brainwashed that if it has to do with health care, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, they don't even think about business. I mean, they're basically just there to help people
will
live.
Die.
Yes. Anyway, right. I kind of enjoyed the parts.
Hey,
parts
that was a
managers.
Really good analogy. That was way better than my DoorDash or any of that.
Well
done.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah, you're so smart.
Yeah, but I get stuck paying the bill again.
We'll be back.
This April's Spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not quite done with the risk of showers and maybe a thunderstorm yet, but improvement later on this afternoon. It's still breezy today. Winds gusting as high as 30 to 35 miles per hour. High temperature up to about 71. We should be drying out, mostly cloudy tonight. I've got us at 53 for the overnight low. Nice day tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Then upper 60s on Thursday. And that's going to lead to a really nice Easter weekend, 72 on Good Friday, upper 70s Saturday, and near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's go out to Clark. Clark, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for being there.
Well, thank you for listening.
On remembering the judge's name in the seized Trump property case.
Yes.
Engoron is a hard name to remember, Scott, but if you will just think Igmaron every time you think about this whole deal.
Igmaron. Okay. No, I got you there.
Igmaron. It will help you remember that. Did you see the story on the raids on P. Diddy's places?
We were going to get the famous rapper P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, yeah.
Oh, Diddy. Okay.
I think he was diddling, though.
Yeah, he was.
You're thinking both.
He's the diddler.
He's the diddler.
Thanks, Joey. Okay.
So
I was hoping people would get that.
The charges,
I don't know if they did.
Human trafficking and sexual abuse. Scott, what I want to talk about is racist selective enforcement of human trafficking. Pick a number. What's the most number of people P. Diddy could have possibly human trafficked? 100? 200? Can't be any more than that, can it, Scott?
I don't know. They said they were bringing busloads of minors to by the house.
Busloads of minors. Well, let me tell you about busloads of folks.
Okay.
Joe Biden and Mayorkas have brought a minimum of 10 million people into the country. They've lost at least 200,000 to 300,000 children. A lot of those have gone to sex slavery for political gain. And yet, I don't see where the DHS or the DOJ are kicking in the White House doors.
It's a really good point. And you're telling me that P. Diddy is the... Look, I'm not defending P. Diddy. I have no idea, and it's alleged. But how does P. Diddy end up on the bad list with arguably hundreds of other people doing the same kind of stuff?
Well, he's the fall guy. He's the very public figure that is... And apparently everything I'm reading is, I mean, he's bad, but he's the bottom of the totem pole. And what Clark is saying, and I read one thing, and I don't know if I agree with this, that he is taking the fall to protect his higher up white counterparts.
Really?
Yes.
Well, maybe P. Diddy does a little talking when they finally catch up to him. Somebody's going to eventually.
It does seem to be
suicided first.
Or they may Epstein themselves.
Unfortunate accident.
Clark, have you seen that Diddley is in Miami and then his plane is in like the Bahamas or something?
Somewhere in the Caribbean or something. Antigua or something?
That sounds
where there's no extradition law. And apparently, if he's in Miami, I don't know why he wasn't on that plane, but they're saying his plane went to the Caribbean with all the evidence.
Really? Yeah.
And
so, maybe there was like pre-knowledge that the warrants were getting served or something. I don't know.
Somebody tipped him off.
Did you see the article on the free stuff that the migrant folks, the newcomers, are getting?
I did. I saw the gift cards. I saw a different one, not the American Thinker article.
Okay,
but they're getting a good.
Breitbart,
it's a good little deal. Okay.
Yeah, $30,000. Once they get out of the motel room at $150 a day, with $64 per day per diem for meals,
that's a good
phones,
deal.
Phones, iPads, et cetera, provided. You know how much they get for rent for the first 2 years.
How much?
$30,000 a year for rent.
What? Wow.
How do I get on that deal? That sounds like a great deal. Well, we're not. You and I aren't paying it though, right? It's like the pharmacy fee. We're not going to pay it.
I think Scott, you and I are the only two that pay anything.
And Sky,
I beg to differ.
Well, I mean, you know, those of us that are going to work every day, we're the only people paying anything.
Yeah,
the middle class. Craig nailed it. We're at war. You can say the Democrat Party, you can say progressives, you can say the World Economic Forum. The only thing I can figure, Scott, Democrats aren't doing this so they can rule over the ashes. They're destroying our country because our country is an impediment to a one-world government.
That's right.
There's no other logical reason. If you wanted to rule over this country, you would not completely destroy it. You would not destroy every bit of the infrastructure. Look at the electric vehicle mandates.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to America when we don't have car manufacturing here anymore because the government killed it? Even if somebody decides, hey, that was a bad idea, we need cars, we're going to have to start those factories back up. How hard is that going to be?
It's going to be very hard because the government will be involved and they will screw it up no matter what.
Yes. We will never get this back if we watch it go away right now.
I agree completely.
The damage will be irreparable. We will not get it back. Anyway, I don't know. We need to wake up. We need to wake everybody else up. That's what we need to do. You and I are awake. The people listening are awake. You can find somebody that's not awake and wake them up.
You got it, man. Great point. We're trying to wake them up. Appreciate you, Clark. Let's go out to Randall. Sky, you said Randall's going to be on topic.
That was a long time ago.
we were talking about waitresses and tips at that point. We done passed a few. But look, this is kind of the touch on all of them. We ain't got enough time to do what you talk about this morning about the demons and stuff, but we definitely need to have a good show about that. And it don't need to be a prompt to it. It needs to be one. You bring in two different priests and a pastor, and let's sit down and hash it out. And let's really get down to the bottom of it right here in front of God and everybody and quit running. And then the other thing is, why is the witches mad at a $50,000 man that might have just been able to get the money to take his kids that he had for the weekend to eat? And this man had enough money to get there probably and wanted to show his kids a nice time, but you mad at him because he couldn't leave a $10 tip, but you working for $1 million man for $2 an hour. That just don't make no sense. Like, stand up. You stand up against the wrong person, Richard, to start with. And then on the drug thing, you got to say, like, if you don't want a pharmacy to look over and make sure that your medicine is okay and ain't not mixing up that's going bad for you, then you need to go with this law. If you don't care about that and if you just want to get your drugs and it don't matter where they come from and you don't know if they come from China or Europe or India or China or wherever, then vote against it. I mean, it's just that simple. They can't they can't compete. They're going to lose out. So it's either we got to keep them because we trust our pharmacists, or we just got to let them go. And I'll be honest with you, Adam.
Randall. Yes. Why don't they just charge more themselves?
Because that's what I'm saying, because a bigger company is going to push them out. Like you said the last time we talked about this, they can eat it for a little while, and they can't. And that's fine. And that's part of living in life. But when we give Sam Wall all the power, it's kind of hard for us to be mad at Adams for not trying to do anything he can to stay in business. Because they've been a long time, and they going out if this don't pass. But to the he did it so. Let me tell you, he ain't took all the stuff of information with. Because Usher was one of the first ones that came out, and then once Casey, which is an R&B singer, once she sued, and that idiot paid, it was time over. And then 50 Cent almost killed him because he tried to take him shopping when he first come into entertainment. Justin Bieber's mama and daddy should be hung by their toes and slapped 100,000 times for letting that man. You ought to see the video when that boy was did it.
We got to take a break. Thanks, Randall. We'll be back.
There's a better way to shop for window treatments, which includes window treatment professionals and in-store design help. This is Ben with Just Blinds in Prattville. Your path to a better window treatment experience begins by visiting our showroom in Prattville. Stop in at your convenience Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll experience a friendly, personal, and custom process, all designed to deliver the absolute look and feel you want for your home, guaranteed. Visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Got a hungry family? Sam Marcos in Millbrook has what you've been craving. You'll find all the traditional Mexican favorites, but Sam Marcos in Millbrook has more true Mexican food items that you can't find in other restaurants. Street tacos, huaraches, tostada de tinga, elote, and more. Sam Marcos is a real deal for Mexican food. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. For authentic Mexican food, great and friendly service, visit Sam Marcos. Located in the Food Outlet Shopping Center off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Also available on DoorDash. There's nothing like the Sam Marcos experience in the River Region.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Allison Sinclair is here. Amy Beth Shaver will be back at some point in time.
I hope she's having a great time.
I'm sure she is.
You think she misses us?
I don't even know. Oh, I'm sure. I don't think she responded to my text, so she's not missing me very much.
I don't think she thinks about us.
At all?
I mean, I do.
Like when I'm gone, I think about y'all. And whether the show will survive.
So, I just hope she's having fun. Because, man, it's getting rough. Just me and Scott. I told Scott last night, I texted him, I was like, you know what? When Amy Best's gone, I feel like it's just like the bros. Like we can
snort and hawk and eat.
We can talk about boogers.
There it is.
It's like awesome.
Oh, so did you see James Carville? Remember James Carville, the kind of crypt keeper looking guy?
Yeah,
that was
scary.
Was he, where did he get his start? I mean, I'm sure he was around, but was he famous because of being around with Clinton?
He's the raging Cajun. Yeah.
He was a Clinton guy.
That's right.
And he had some comments.
About what?
Well,
I thought he was dead.
He said that that the Democrat Party has some issues. And he said one of them is there's too many preachy females.
I concur.
And they're dominating the culture of the Democrat Party.
Wow.
He says, quote, a suspicion of mine is that there are too many preachy females. Don't drink beer. Don't watch football. Don't eat hamburgers. This is not good for you. The message is too feminine. Everything you're doing is destroying the planet. You've got to eat your peas. And he's saying that's impacting Biden's support among voters, especially male voters. If he continues, if you listen to Democratic elites, NPR is my go-to place for that.
He's
saying straight up to all my friends who act like, I'm very, very smart. I listen to NPR. And I'm like, it's Democrats. Right. It's leftists. James Carville is saying that to you. It's his go-to place to listen to Democratic elites is NPR. The whole talk is about how women and women of color are going to decide this election. I'm like, well, 48% of the people that vote are males. Do you mind if they have some consideration?
Now, he can get away with that. Carville can pull that off.
Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez did have a response, though. She said, maybe he should start a podcast about it. I hear men are really underrepresented in that space.
Bark.
North Carolina Suzanne, who has an American flag and a Ukraine flag and a rainbow and a blue heart on her Twitter, whatever you call that at the top. James Carville, at James Carville, women will be the ones who save this country. Mad face. Heidi Moore, whoever that is. Carville is literally the stupidest and wrongest mother trucker to ever work in politics. Hasn't won a race in millions of years, but he thinks women are the problem. Incredible. And someone else said, Kimberly Anderson said, STFU. And F off.
Wow. But,
yeah.
Got them all.
Yeah.
That seems like she said the same thing twice.
But one is up and one is off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah, it's different.
Two different
no
things.
No more acronyms.
It's different.
This person writing has said, do they know that they are proving his point?
Yeah, the left is extremely classy, Sky.
Yeah, that's that.
Yeah, they have very clean, eloquent speeches and mm-hmm. mouths.
They never use profanity.
They don't put things on their
Why
head.
Why do the leftist women cuss so much? I mean, they cuss more than the men.
I think it's like
is it like a manly thing? Like,
yeah.
I can cuss yes. like a sailor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then I dare you to tell me I should speak more appropriately and not cuss so much.
Oh, yeah. That would be demeaning.
Yes.
Then well, I'm kind of... Carville may be right. I mean, there's too many preachy females.
I concur. Once again.
It's the liberal white women.
They sound like that lady that was screaming at the Alabama game.
I didn't even know. Okay. They've got it. I say liberal white women. They use the term affluent white female liberals. The awfuls. AWFLS.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Strikes again.
I like that.
All right. Well, y'all have a great day. Even you awfuls out there.
Just me and you again tomorrow.
No, you've already invited everybody and their brother because you thought you might be here by yourself.
I know. Sky, it was going to be me on my own.
Oh,
not anymore.